I've had this idea in my head that says the further away from being religious and super spiritual we get, the greater the response will be. If God's power is going to be seen in our churches again, we've got to be out in the world practicing our gifting beyond our church safe places, where it is highly unlikely we will be criticized much if we are not met with success after our prayer for healing is spoken. God may ask you to practice your gifting anywhere, anytime. Are you available? It could be in a restaurant or at the gas station, or maybe while strolling through the park or mall. If you see someone in need and the Lord gives you the nudge to pray for them, take a chance and go for it. Somewhere along the line, we've got to stop living life in safe places and start living in faith without a net. It reveals to the world that God's heart is for them to be well and whole, that faith in Jesus works and is relevant anytime, day or night. Be kind and gentle and never just intrude on someone's person. I've had a saying in my pocket for several years now, and that is, carry your faith out to the streets. Quit being safe and take your faith to the lost and dying world. One sunny day, I was at a local farm supply store, and while inside talking to the manager, who was running the cash register that day, a car pulled up with a very elderly fellow in the passenger seat who was wearing pajamas and breathing from an oxygen tank. His wife came in to buy something or other, and the Lord said to go out and talk to the guy. On my way out to the car, the Lord also spoke to me about my long-windedness and inclination to pray a lot of words. He said, "Get to the point. Your window of opportunity to speak into people's lives is typically going to be about 3 to 4 minutes max. Edit the essay in your head. Learn to listen and just hit the details I'll give you. Get to the point. Then give him a short prayer and let him be." It was sound wisdom, and that's just what I did. The elderly man wearing pajamas stayed in the car and we talked through his open car window. He told me his wife had picked him up from the hospital to go riding around with her while doing errands on that beautiful, sunny, blue sky day, and he was thrilled and smiling. He told me a great couple farm stories from his earlier years, how he now had emphysema and probably wouldn't be around much longer. I listened and we laughed some together. While holding his hand through the car window, I prayed a short 2-minute-sized prayer with him, and then I went back inside the store. Upon going back inside the store, to my surprise, there were several people standing inside watching, none of whom I knew. One lady was quietly weeping with joy. One man clapped his hands and laughed a happy laugh right out loud. Everyone said they'd been watching, and it was just wonderful. They said it seemed that the sun got brighter as they watched, and the world sort of sparkled. His wife hugged my neck weeping, thanked me, and left. For some reason, I was suddenly so embarrassed, I shuffled off gracefully and left. I don't think I ever did buy anything, but ever after that day, I seemed to have some sort of special grace with the workers and management at that farm supply store. There was healing of all different sorts that happened that day, all at once, through the simple obedience of one simple man. Interesting, huh? Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Healing isn't always about huge, dynamic, dramatic events. The gift of healing has to do with our head, heart, and grace. It's as much curative medicine as it is concrete deliverance. It's as much about mending by stitching together as it is speaking forgiveness to a bruised and condemned conscience. When people are ill, afflicted, suffering, impaired, depressed, or grieved, and it just seems to go on and on for them, hope can become easily dislodged from their grip. Hope is hard to find when it gets locked out of your heart. But maybe, just maybe, when left to itself, hope has a way of letting itself out of the prison cell we've built for it. Exercising your gift of healing is one of the keys to opening hope again for those who just don't see it any longer.